to get here. What's happening? Okay. If there was more fog today than there was yesterday, then you would say today it is blank than yesterday.
Foggier than yesterday.
And if there was more fog today than there'd been any time this week, you'd say today is the blank day this week.
Today is the most foggy day this week.
Okay. Now I need a word that for us, what you would call a period when there was no water, and maybe you needed water for the garden, and there was a long period and it was really dry. What would you call it?
Drought.
Okay. What are there any other words that you'd use?
Well, it's been a long dry spell.
Dry spell. Okay. What's the difference in a drought and a dry spell in terms of time? Is one longer than the other?
Well, yes, the drought is counted to be a long period, and a dry spell don't have to be so.
About how long would a drought be?
Well, in places they've been 2 and 3 months. Now, we had what we'd call a drought back. Little bit back, it was about 6 weeks.
Oh, so a dry spell may be a week or something.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's been no wind and suddenly it begins to make itself felt, you know, you might say the wind is
blowing.
Okay, if it were getting stronger than it had been and you wanted to talk about how it was getting stronger, you might say the wind is, would you say it's picking up?
Yeah, the wind is picking up, blowing harder.
Okay. If the wind started to go down some, what would you say? The wind is
laying.
Okay. I've never heard that.
You never heard.
Well, if it didn't snow, but it's cold and there's, the grass is white, you might say we had a what last night?
Frost.
All right. Is there another word for that, for frost, that you've ever heard of?
Not that I know.
Do you ever call it hoarfrost?
Well, no, I never have.
You've heard it?
Yes, I have heard it.
Okay. If it becomes very cold and the ground's stiff, you know, you would call this a, what? Say, last night we had
a cold spell.
But what would you call it if it'd been wet and
freeze?
Okay. Are there different kinds of freezes?
Well, yes, it freezes. It the ground just freezes and spews up, you know, with icicles. And then there's where the ice settles on the trees if it's rainy or anything.
Do you ever have what you call a hard freeze?
Yeah. That's just real cold weather.
And if it's just, is the ground hard always when there's a hard freeze?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're using the word freeze in a sentence. And if I said, when the temperature drops below 32 degrees, the water
freezes.
Okay. Last night, the water in the lake
froze.
The water that hasn't blank many, let's see, the water hasn't blank many times since I lived here.
Hasn't frozen many times since I lived here.
Okay. A thin layer of ice on the top of something might be called what? What would you call it? Any special name?
Well, just a thin layer of ice.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a skim of ice or?
Yes, I've heard that.
You don't
I've said that.
Oh.